accompany these readings that we share each week. There are times when I go off and seek out a particular passage that coordinates in a particular way with something going on in the life of the church or the world. But I have not done that since before November. What we have read and reflected on each week have been the readings that were assigned to that week from the narrative lectionary. These readings were selected and determined years ago, and yet they have been having a relevancy that is oh so fitting. Profoundly so in many circumstances this year, but also curiously so today. This day when we have the gift of Steve Horhoda bringing his barbershop singers to our worship is the day when our reading is about Stephen. Steve Horhoda may get some ribbing from his buddies about how amazing he comes across in the reading. And I may be able to have some fun weaving together the ministries of Steve and Stephen. But our Steve may be glad that we stopped our reading where we did today, because we stopped before the crowd stoned him, because that's what ends up happening to him. This too familiar pattern of powers seeking to silence those who love and serve with compassion. We can't deny or ignore the cost of love and the horrific ways of those who fear love act. It's real. But also real and more powerful, more enduring, life-transforming, world-healing is the love that is loose in the world and poured into each and all by God, enabling us to be love and light in the world. Visible, audible, tangible, risking, loving, with the Holy One surrounding and infusing us in every moment and every circumstance. As we started worship, our Steve and his fellow barbershoppers called out to God in a sung prayer. Let there be peace on earth. With God our Creator united, all are we. Let us walk with each other in perfect harmony. The way they sang it made it look easy, but perfect harmony is not easy. It sounds amazing when it happens, but it takes a lot of work, and discordance happens along the way. The trip-ups and the train wrecks are not what the musicians focus on, but they experience them, and it doesn't feel good. And then they work on the perfect harmony. They work toward, do things that help create it, practice, adjust, practice some more. They called out to God for God's shalom to be real. And then they did the very faithful, bold act of commitment, singing, "Let it begin with me." So they, and any of us who hummed along, offered up ourselves to be part of creating God's kingdom of peace, shalom, justice, compassion. We joined with our Steve and the Stephen from our sacred story to offer our lives to God's work. We get to be a part of that way of love and hope. It's incredibly exciting and wonderful and challenging and hard. That's the work of the church. That's what we are called to be as the body of Christ and followers of Jesus. Finding our place and our voices as we join in the prayer for peace and offer our lives to make that happen. This is what happened with Stephen from our sacred story. It's not that long after Jesus had been executed and the tomb found empty. The disciples had hoped that Jesus was connecting them to the real power, the holy power, the healing power and love that our world needs. But Jesus was dead. So were they wrong all along? But then these experiences happened. These awarenesses of their friend Jesus present to them in a new way after his death. It didn't make sense and it wasn't what they had imagined, but it was. Those first disciples became even more passionate and active in their ministry and commitment to God. It was the baby steps of the church taking shape. They were infectious. And more people were drawn into the way. As followers of Jesus were generous, hospitable, bold, active, trusting in God, more and more people got on board. They had imagined that it had ended with the nails and the cross, but no. No, it was a transition. And the energy and grace is pouring out like wildfire, and more people are waking up to God, to love, to community, to compassion. More and more people metaphorically joining in to the let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. That proclamation and plea. But more and more people bring confusion and more needs. The early followers felt that. It wasn't so organized. There were people and needs that were seemingly being overlooked, or they actually were being overlooked. There was more ministry needed than what the 11 disciples could manage, so they expanded their group. They chose Stephen and a bunch of others with much harder to pronounce names. They gave them assignments. And before Stephen and his crew was sent, they laid hands upon them, blessed them, recognized the Spirit of God that infuses them and enables them to do the ministry and be the body of Christ in the world. Our sacred story says the word of God continued to spread. It was loose. These followers couldn't be stopped. So smitten were they, so in love with the one who gave them life. It poured out from them and it shaped the way they moved, spoke, and lived in the world. Those who bumped into them felt it. Some felt it and joined right in. Some felt it and were threatened. There was so much energy. There was so much compassion. There was so much sharing. If that keeps going, it's gonna mess up the way things are and the way they work now. And so they begin to get nervous. Gossip and slander are bantered about. Slurs spoken about Stephen with a hope that that might slow down his influence and love. They confront and seize Stephen and bring him before the council. The accusations are named. It's a threatening time. And this is what it says in our sacred story. And all who sat in the council looked, all who sat in the council looked intently at him, and they saw that his face was like that of an angel. Then the high priest asked him, "Are these things so?" And Stephen replied, "Brothers and sisters, listen, brothers and fathers, listen to me." In our sacred story, when the powers are looking threatening and controlling, Stephen replies, his face set like that of an angel. And he goes on and he speaks about God, the acts of God, the way of God, the love of God, the power of God. He carries on about the one who he loves and trusts. And then it goes downhill for him. It leads to him being stoned, martyred. I can't leave that part out. The way of faith is costly. It's costly, but not sadistic. Stephen says, listen, and tells a story of life because he wants everyone to be able to know the love and the grace of God. Yes, there are skeptics. Yep, there are those who threaten. Yes, it is hard. And in that reality, there are people who join in, sign up, speak up, serve, love, care, act. There are those who see there is need and hurt, and they connect to a community of hope and join in. Our Steve, and every Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jill, Sue, and Sally, our Steve and Stephen, all of us, infused with the Spirit, always infused by the Holy, with our lives, can figuratively quote Stephen. Brothers and sisters, listen to me, and we can use our lives to make grace known. But Stephen and Steve, Tom, Dick, Harry, Sue, Jill, Sally, they are just lay people. They didn't go to seminary. They don't wear a stole around their neck and stand up here preaching week after week. They are just lay people. And this is how Eugene Peterson speaks about you, who are just lay people. I have been trying to scrub the words laity and layperson of any and every hint of condensation and to condescension. Sorry. And to recover biblical dignity, restore gospel vigor to every random follower of Jesus. I want Christian men and women to carry the designation layperson boldly into the workplace and marketplace, home and church, without deference, without apology. I want them to know that in the vocabulary of Scripture, they are the people of God. They are the laity, the laypersons, capable just as they are, as able as Mary and Elizabeth, as Peter and John, and I'll add in Stephen. All laypersons, capable to hear, obey, love, and help one another along with the best of them as they follow Jesus. There are no experts in the company of Jesus. We are all beginners, necessarily followers, because we don't know where we're going. So you who are just lay people, I want to walk with you and together practice Jesus' love, to work through the discordance that comes as we all seek to find our notes, our place, as people of hope, leaning into God, and bound to each other. So may it be that we are just the people that God needs us to be, totally and fully. Amen.